Hallelujah. Good morning, Shabbat Shalom. Let everything that has breath say Shabbat Shalom and praise the Lord. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. How are you doing today? I pray that the smiles on your faces will reflect the joy in your heart. Hallelujah. Let us stand as we begin the service this morning. We are reading from Proverbs. Proverbs, Mishlei. I'll leave it there because I'm butchering it. Proverbs chapter 1, starting at verses 20, reading through to the end of the chapter. It's reading about wisdom. Wisdom as a woman to pursue. Wisdom calls aloud in the open air and raises her voice in the public places. She calls out at the street corners and speaks out at the entrances to the city gates. How long, you whose lives have no purpose, will you love thoughtless living? How long will scorners find pleasure in mocking? How long will fools hate knowledge? Repent. Repent when I reprove. I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you, because you refused when I called and no one paid attention when I put out my hand. But instead you neglected my counsel and would not accept my reproof. I, in turn, will laugh at your distress and mock when terror comes over you. Yes, when terror overtakes you like a storm and your disaster approaches like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble assail you, then they will call me, but I won't answer. They will seek me earnestly, but they won't find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Adonai. They refused my counsel and despised my reproof. So they will bear the consequences of their own way and be overfilled with their own schemes. For the aimless wandering of the thoughtless will kill them, and the smug overconfidences of fools will destroy them. But those who pay attention to me will live serenely, untroubled by fear of misfortune. Shall we pray? Abba Father, this is such a depressing proverb, and yet there is such joy at the end. For it says, but those who pay attention to me will live securely. We desire to live securely in your presence. We desire to live untroubled. And Father, may misfortune be all around us, but not touch us. Father, may we seek your wisdom earnestly so that we don't have to learn from the consequences of our actions. So Father, we submit ourselves to you today. We ask for you to speak to us in our innermost man. May we quieten our spirits. May we quieten our soul to listen and seek after you with all of our heart. And may you meet us this morning. For this we pray in Yeshua's beloved name. Amen. Amen. This morning I would like to call Esther forward as we light the menorah. The menorah is the symbol of the spirits of the Lord, the seven spirits, as we find in Isaiah chapter 7. It is holy fire. It is living and holy. May we watch as we listen to Isaiah chapter 11 and see that it is the symbol of the Lord. And as we said, it is holy fire today. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Amen. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall not strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, but with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Isaiah chapter 11. Praise the Father that we have a faithful God. Amen. Thank you. I invite you, as we begin the service, to join in the Messianic prayer. I hereby join myself to the Master Adonai Yeshua, the Messiah, the righteous one who is the bread of life and the true light, the source of eternal salvation for those who fear him. Like a branch which remains in a vine, so may I remain in him, just as he also remains in the Father, and the Father in him, in order that they might remain in us. May the grace of the Master Adonai Yeshua and the Messiah, and the love of Jehovah and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abound with and in us. Alleluia. Amen. At this point, I would like to invite Ron to come forward. I pray that you brought your voices, and if they are not warmed up and ready, may they be warmed up and ready as we begin our service.
And I also brought the spirit of my wife along on this little stick here for one more time. Next week, Lord willing, she'll be back with us. So, are you ready to sing? Are you ready to make noise? Now's the time. Here goes.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. Hallelujah. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. Hallelujah. As the Lord,
excited when she laid down this track. We went a little bit quickly. So, get energized. Okay, here comes one that you know well, I think.
son. For the Lord my God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation.
Pretty energized when she did these.
What delight it is to be able to say with such purpose, with such conviction, that Jehovah Adonai Yeshua is our salvation. Amen. Hallelujah! And with that promise, we have nothing but joy in our hearts. And let's sing that joy full today. Yes, Abba, we ask that you fill every part of our souls, our hearts, our bodies, so that we may be dedicated to you and you alone, so that we who carry the temple within us may be kadosh, we may be kodeshim, we may be holy ones, set apart for you. Abba, I pray that you guide us, that you lead us, so that indeed we may be set apart. We may walk on your holy path, keeping Adonai Yeshua in our vision at all times. In your beloved name we pray. Amen. On the back cover of your bulletin, you'll find the Shema.